hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and I will be expecting lots of phone calls today.
There we go.
There you go. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda's not here. It's Tuesday. Also, you know what? This flu that's been going around the whole area that she's avoided.
She just got.
Last night. You know, it's not the coronavirus. Mm-mm. It's just what everybody else has had and she's avoided. And I don't know how she does it. She goes out. I mean, she's on the run every day. She's out, you know, she's dealing with people. I mean, literally dozens of people every day. And she just is, you know, doesn't get sick. And then, but it caught her last night. And, I mean, the whole thing, Vicks Vapor Rub, the whole, everything on that. But anyway.
Vicks was the cure for everything.
Well, you know.
It really was.
That, and I want to talk about something else, Satan's spit, that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But what's, I'm here, of course, with Sue, our go-to girl.
Thank you.
You and Diane. You know, without you two, I would just go lay down someplace. Or because of you two, I could go lay down someplace because I don't have to do anything.
You could.
You two got it all. But what's the weather look like today?
Today's sunny and 76 with a low of 46. Sunshine all the way through Friday. 74 tomorrow with a low of 46. 79 for Thursday. Definitely our warmest day of the year so far. Lows dropping down to 46. And then 75, mostly sunny for Friday with increasing clouds Friday night and a chance of showers. Also, for Saturday and into Sunday morning, the sun should be coming out once again. Sunday afternoon, you can expect a high of right around 61 with a low of 43, then sunny for Monday and 69. It's currently clear. Red Bluff is 62, 61 in Anderson, 55 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 57 degrees in downtown Redding. We do have a hit and run, no injuries at I-5 South at Guile Road off-ramp, tying up traffic near Red Bluff. Quite a bit of road maintenance in and around Redding. The roads are clear. You could slow down just past Weaverville on 299. Otherwise, if you're heading north or south on Interstate 5 between Redding and the Oregon border, travel flowing very freely. And today is Tuesday, February 25th. Today is Chocolate Covered Nut Day. It is Clam Chowder Day. It is Fat Tuesday. And it is Spay Day USA.
Spay Day.
Spay Day.
For animals?
Yes. Well, let's hope it's brown.
I was just wondering.
Sorry, you haven't been informed.
Fat Tuesday. You know, I've heard that already down in New Orleans that two people have been killed by floats, got hit and run over by floats.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Well, it's not if you've ever been down there. it's unbelievable that there's not 100 killed by floats because there's people laying around all there. It is truly an extraordinary time for that city. And, New Orleans, at its slowest time, you go down to Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's not slow. You've got places there that play incredible music right next to strip joints, or not strip joints, but topless bars, things like that. Unless they cleaned it up. You've got food. At one time, people from New Orleans were judged to be the fattest people in the United States. And when you go there, you know why. Because, you know, you order an appetizer of crawdads. Now, I don't know if you like crawdads.
Mm, yeah.
It's kind of an acquired taste.
It
but millions of people love crawdads. So we ordered an appetizer, and they bring out, I swear, a 6-pound bag and just drop it on your table. And 6 pounds of crawdads. Now, of course, out of the 6 pounds of crawdads, you might get, what? Half pound, something like that. Anyway, but the music's incredible. The food's incredible. Just every night there is it's one of just, you know, your eyes are wide open. But and so on Fat Tuesday and during Mardi Gras week, all these hundreds of thousands of people come there, and you can just imagine, you know, you're coming in from Iowa. and you hit Bourbon Street. Things change. People change.
They do. And it's New Orleans, and then it's New Orleans.
here's Maddie. She's a farm wife, 40-year-old farm wife from Des Moines, Iowa. She comes back home with 25 pounds of beads around her neck. How did Maddie get those? Well, there's ways. but I mean, people change so much. Okay, I don't know how I got into that. But the news or the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans. And they give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Sue, this could be the first February in Redding, and, you know, since records being kept, that we have no rain. The first February without rain. Yeah. Well, Saturday we have a chance of rain.
I'm hoping.
But that's, that's the 29th. So we might get rain. So we'll see what happens there. But isn't that it? I mean, we need rain. I mean, and I'm talking to people in other parts of the country. So, Spokane is floating away. Chicago's got the largest snowstorm ever at this time of the year. People down in Florida that I know have got have rain pouring on them. And I guess I heard from somebody in Las Vegas he says, it's time for the five people that own umbrellas in Las Vegas to get them out. So even Las Vegas, and somehow we've managed to avoid all of this. The coronavirus, it's spreading. Italy has a number of cases. Iran has the highest number of deaths next to China. They are canceling flights. They're canceling cruise lines. They're canceling trips to China. President Trump just made a statement. He just found out that they flew a number of people back from one of the infected areas and flew them back in the United States, and the testing of them had not been conducted properly. So he was a little bit upset about that, and I can understand why. When we asked Casey Fatch from the Shasta Regional Medical Center about this, he says it appears that it could be, if I remember this exactly, it could be compared to the SARS, if you remember. He says it's easier to catch, but not as deadly. So, it's got a longer gestation period there that people could be exposed to it. However, the treatment facilities and the level of treatment available in the United States is so much higher than, when you talk about China and you talk about Iran and you talk about a lot of these different places, our level of treatment here is so much higher that, again, however, you have to watch out for the elderly and the very young. However, it looks like the doctor in charge of one of the hospitals in Wuhan, in charge of the hospital fighting the coronavirus, died, and he was 34. So it's an interesting, I think it has to do with the level of treatment and catching it early enough. But latest on coronavirus. In fact, the White House had asked for emergency $2.5 billion for equipment and medicine to help contain this. I want to take an early break because when I'm going to come back, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders. And I want to talk about this burn bros and what's going on with that. And I want to talk about here's a guy who's a self-proclaimed socialist, democratic socialist. And what is going on with him in America right now? What is going on with him in the Democratic Party? And is this something that is going to be a wave in the future? Even if Bernie doesn't make it, what happens in the future with this? But we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry have a great shop down there. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have all types of jewelry at great prices. It's you can find anything from bracelets to Native American jewelry to anything you can think of, and including loose stones that they can design and build jewelry for you. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Did you know that the I-5 property where we would like to relocate our casino was supposed to be set aside for Native Americans nearly 170 years ago? My great-great-great-uncle actually signed Treaty H, one of the 18 unratified treaties with the United States government, which unfortunately, like many promises made to our ancestors, the treaty was never ratified. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Perry, OBGYN, physician, and have practiced in Reading for over 38 years. We need unity more than ever in our divided political arena. Dr. Paul DeNuca is the candidate for State Assembly District 1 to make this happen for the North State. I have known Dr. DeNuca professionally and personally for many years and can attest to his excellence in medicine, excellence with his patients and medical colleagues, and integrity as a person and a family man. He desires to make our communities great by supporting law enforcement, public safety issues, and helping to solve the crisis with homelessness. I endorse his platform with lowering taxes, encouraging more higher education to come to the North State like a UC campus, and lowering health care costs. We have a medical crisis in the North State with lack of medical providers in our area. Dr. DeNuca plans to address these issues, and in doing so, he feels this will help stimulate economic growth. I strongly urge you to vote for Dr. DeNuca on March 3rd. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul DeNuca for Assembly 2020.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Give us a call if you've got something stuck in your craw, as we say, and need to talk about it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. He knows the proper ins and outs of proper windshield repairs. Been repairing windshields for over a quarter of a century. A veteran-owned business that guarantees his work. That's Jeff Worst at Crackmaster. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Bernie Sanders, socialism. I think the definition of it is that the government is controls the business outputs, and it could be privately owned, but they still control the business outputs. They control many of the things that you face or that you need in everyday life, but the government controls it all. As Lenin said, you need socialism before you can go to communism. Communism meaning, of course, is that it's supposedly all for one and one for all, but that's not true, as we know. We also know socialism has failed in so many different places, but democratic socialism is supposed to be different. This is what Bernie is running on. And Bernie, who is 78, has had a heart attack, has a combative style, and is not even a Democrat. He's an independent. Has changed the face of Democratic politics. In 2016, when he was running, he had a great deal of enthusiasm, as did many people in the country for him. And as we know, at the Democratic National Convention, things were changed, things were done, so that he lost. I saw a headline yesterday: "Is it time for the other candidates to fold their tents and get behind Bernie?" As of yesterday, Bernie had 35 delegate votes. I think Buttigieg has got 27. The fact is you need 1,990 delegate votes to get the nomination. He's got 35, and there's already calls for the people, the other opponents, his opponents, Biden and Buttigieg and Warren, to just capitulate right now. Get behind him. There's others that call for Warren to pull out and let her people get behind Biden to try and confront Bernie. Bernie has these plans, Medicare for all. I see these signs all the time, everywhere. But the cost of doing that, his $1.5 trillion universal child care and pre-K plan, his free education for all of these things have got price tags on them. And he has not come out yet and said, where's all the money going to come from? He's mentioned getting money from Wall Street by taxing everything that is done on Wall Street, but it still doesn't get close to it. He's mentioned cutting the defense budget a lot. It still doesn't get close to it. But Bernie has changed the face of the Democratic Party. When you have Bernie, then you have AOC. Well, AOC is even further, who has backed Bernie, but it could be even further left of Bernie, appears to be in trouble right now because they're redistricting in New York. And she has been a thorn in the side of the Democratic Party there. She refuses to pay her dues to the Democrat. I guess you have to pay dues to be in their party there, if you are a elected representative. And she refuses to pay it. She started her own super PAC, and she's supporting progressive, far left Democrats against seated Democrats, not just Republicans, but other Democrats. And they're in the midst of redistricting the congressional districts in New York, and there's a lot of momentum to just do away with her district at all, so that she won't have a district, and that's how you defeat her in the next election. I find it really interesting. But anyway, Bernie has put a new face on the Democratic Party, and because of what he's saying, the other candidates – Joe Biden, who is what you would think would be more of a middle-of-the-road guy, he has come in for Medicare for all. He's come in for open borders. He's come in – well, he says a lot of things now. He says a lot of things that are interesting, how he's happy to be in South Carolina running for senator. It's not exactly senator he's running for. It's, for the nomination for president of the United States and other things he said. But he's moved over. Warren is already – Elizabeth Warren has already been over there, and now she's trying to see if she can't out Bernie, yet she does not use the term socialist, even though she wants the same things. And you get to Pete Buttigieg, and Buttigieg, says, you know what, Bernie is toxic. He will destroy the party. And yet the things that are right in there with Bernie. So you're looking at a far left right now on the Democrats, on the Democrat platforms. Maybe Amy Klobuchar isn't as far left, but she points out you can't pay for these things. People, Michael Bloomberg, who has bought his way into the race, and has looked Bernie in the eye and said, this will not win. What you're doing will not win. It does not. It resonates with your base. And his base, the Bernie Bros, are active. I mean, there's probably millions of them out there. And the danger on that is that they have fired up. They have threatened, what happens if he doesn't get it. And it is something you've got to consider. Even Chris Matthews of MSNBC compared Bernie winning Nevada as the Nazis taking France. Well, last night, I mean, you can imagine the consternation. Bernie is Jewish, and he's had family that was killed in the Holocaust. And the fact is that Matthews said it. Well, Matthews last night apologized, saying that he was trying to think of something to say and that this could be a disaster, and he unfortunately used the words, the Nazis taking France, as the beginning of the war. And he apologized, but there have been so many calls for his firing and resignation, and that was a big mistake. Yet Matthews has compared Trump supporters to Nazis in brown shirts and never said anything. So that's interesting. But it's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to the next debate. Yeah, I actually watched an hour of the last one. Bloomberg is skipping town halls on CNN so he can prepare for the debate down in South Carolina. And will South Carolina be the firewall that Joe Biden keeps talking about, yet it seems to be being chipped away? His lead there has been chipped away by like 5-6 points. Will Bernie resonate in South Carolina? Pete Buttigieg has got little or no support among African-American voters. Biden was the one that, that was getting the lion's share of the delegates down there, but that has changed. So we'll see what happens down there and on Super Tuesday. I believe, Sue, that Bernie he's well ahead in California polls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he could pull a lot of delegates this way. So are we looking at Bernie rolling into Milwaukee for the Democrat? I think it's Milwaukee in the Democratic National Convention with enough delegates to win this on the first round. Because if it's not, the superdelegates cannot vote in the first round. But they can vote in the second round if there is no winner. And at that point, does it become a brokered convention? And Hillary's name has come up again, that they can't agree on anybody. What about letting Hillary run again?
Letting her run again or being Bernie's vice president?
I don't think she wants to be vice president.
No, she wants to be president.
No, I don't think that she would go for vice president at all. Because
could you imagine all the circus?
Well, first of all, Bernie is 78 years old. And, the fact of Hillary there being vice president, I'd be scared, first of all, because what is Hillary bringing with her? Yeah, she's bringing a certain base with her, but she's bringing such another base of people, even Democrats, that don't like her. And so Bernie, I would think, would have to bring on somebody younger and that would be looking down the line when Bernie's not president again. Anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, two branches right here in town and one in Red Bluff. One's downtown at 1845 California Street. And the other in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can go in there and visit them. Find out how they can move your dreams forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But stopping in there and talking to the very friendly, knowledgeable people there is going to be worth your while. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:30 here on Tuesday, the 25th of February.
Yeah.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. We got kind of an open line here for the next 30 minutes, so you can give me a call about things that are bothering you, questions you have, you know, statements you just want to make about anything happening in, here in Reading or the state and the world. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I was just down there over the weekend. that have a number of firearms I'm trying to sell for an individual in an estate sale, getting the value on them. And it was always good to sit down and talk with John about what's going on in the gun world. His people that he has working for him are extremely knowledgeable, whether you are an expert on firearms or just a novice. Everybody's treated with a great deal of respect, and they're to help you. That's the only place I buy firearms is Bastiani Arms. They pride themselves on having everything they need at a really good price. Veterans get discounts. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally run. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Weinstein. Can we talk about Harvey Weinstein for a second? This is such an interesting tableau, I guess you could say. Weinstein, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. I mean, probably in the top three. All of a sudden accused of molestation and rape. And, you know, the women that were accusing him were beat down, and, you know, everybody was saying these things. And then more and more women came. It's resulted in a trial in New York where he was just found guilty on two counts, acquitted on three. The six women took the stand to give their accounts of the misconduct that supercharged the Me Too movement. The district attorney hailed it as a good day for sexual assault survivors and praised the women who testified for enduring challenging cross-examination. He faces up to 25 years in prison, now set for March 11th. And that's not all. He's coming back. He's facing a trial back in Los Angeles for rape, sexual predator, all these different things also here in Hollywood. The thing that his arrest signified for so many women and people without power, I guess, in Hollywood that were used by not just Weinstein, but the whole system that abused them and used them terribly because the system was so powerful. And in this case, he was so powerful. But if you look at other people like and they've never – I'm not saying they've done anything. But when you get into some of the others like George Lucas and some of the – you know, they have these huge production facilities. They have – you know, they do incredible films, and people want to, you know, work on their films, Spielberg and so many others. I am not saying that they've done anything wrong, but you've got a system down there that is open for predators. I mean, and it goes back to the early 1900s when movies first started. When you look at the Judy Garland story, Judy Garland was fed diet pills, which is meth, to keep her weight down when she was on filming The Wizard of Oz. It helped get her into that her lifestyle of drugs, which eventually cost her her life. But Weinstein is one that seems to have carried to the excess. But here's the thing. People knew what he was doing, and they accepted it. Hollywood knew what Weinstein was doing, and several others, and they acquiesced to it. That's just Harvey. Well, Harvey is raping women. Harvey is sexually molesting women against their will. One of the women says, you know, that's testifying and his against him was that she went to the bathroom. He forced his way in and started groping her in the bathroom. Well, this happened back in 2013. Nothing was said. And I mean, it wasn't said because they were afraid of the results until the first woman stepped out and said, he raped me. And then it just like the dam burst. But I think it's not just him. I think an indictment of the system in Hollywood where they are so quick to point out how messed up America is, how those, you know, those gun-toting, Bible-thumping, rubes are. And yet they live on violence. The movies they make are violent, use guns. Their lifestyles is one of hedonism, where they, you know, where anything goes. Weinstein is a perfect example of the end result of Hollywood. Well, how much has it changed? You know, you read in here from directors and all these different organizations that popped up after Weinstein got arrested, the Me Too movement, that, you know, did it swing really far out there for a while? Yeah, it did. You know, if a woman says anything, she's got to be believed. Anything. If she says it, you need to believe it. Well, then they go back to, you know, when Hillary is in this, well, why didn't you believe it when Bill was being accused of all these things? And she has no answer to that. But that's the system. That's the system in Hollywood. And then yet they are given all of the press in the world when they want to stand up and say something that's ridiculous or ludicrous or damaging to people. They're given a platform. Like it makes any difference what Bette Midler says. What has Bette Midler done? Has she found a cure for disease? Has she solved economic problems? Has she done anything besides sing? Is she a great singer? Yeah, I've gone to see Bette Midler before. She's a great singer, great entertainer. But what makes what she says more important? When you look at the end result of how they live. Ricky Gervais, who took all types of hits because of what he said at Golden Globe, she says, nobody cares what you say. Come up, get your little bitty statue, and get off the stage. We don't care what you think. And, you know, which resonated with so many people, because it's absolutely true. Anyway, Weinstein could face up to 25 years. He's going to be sentenced on March 11th. That'll be interesting. Of course, if you take a look at him, he cannot, you know, they said he's having a heart condition now because he was found guilty. And I'm sure he has. He's 67 years old, and his life is over as he knew it. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Lions Heating and Air. Lions Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. If you need somebody to come to your place, fix your HVAC systems, call Alliance Heating and Air. Their people are trained to work on any system. They're professional. They get there on time. They wear those little booties around so they don't track mud in and out of your house. It's great. You can get them at 221-2642 or learn more about their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:42 in the morning. What's the temperature out there, Sue?
The temperature outside is currently 57 degrees.
Oh, going up to
76 by this afternoon.
It's going to be another beautiful day. What can I say? Even though that we're all looking up in the sky and wishing for rain right now. We'll be right back.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Perry, OBGYN, physician, and have practiced in Reading for over 38 years. We need unity more than ever in our divided political arena. Dr. Paul DeNuca is the candidate for State Assembly District 1. To make this happen for the North State, I have known Dr. DeNuca professionally and personally for many years and can attest to his excellence in medicine, excellence with his patients and medical colleagues, and integrity as a person and a family man. He desires to make our communities great by supporting law enforcement,
public safety issues, and helping to solve the crisis with homelessness. I endorse his platform with lowering taxes, encouraging more higher education to come to the North State like a UC campus, and lowering health care costs. We have a medical crisis in the North State with lack of medical providers in our area. Dr. Danuka plans to address these issues, and in doing so, he feels this will help stimulate economic growth. I strongly urge you to vote for Dr. Danuka on March 3rd. This message is paid for by P.K. Paul Danuka for Assembly 2020.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisors, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor. Paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:46 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, going up to 77. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Here on the 25th of February, we've run out of February, obviously. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers. Is your loved one needing help? Do you need help? Maybe you've taken a fall and you're down for a couple of weeks. Well, you need somebody to come in there and help you. Or perhaps there's been a surgery in your family and you have to work and your loved one's at home. Well, Home Helpers can come in there, whether it's a couple hours a day, you know, 2 or 3 days a week or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give Sharon Clark a call. She'll do a complimentary in-home consultation. Make out a plan that works for you. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. I mentioned the debate, and the debate is going to be tonight, 2 hours, co-hosted by CBS News. It's going to start at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it's 5 out here. Who's going to be on the stage? Well, former Vice President Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar, and billionaire Tom Steyer will be on the stage tonight. Again, this is not something that I watch all the time, but I think it's going to be worth it after what happened in the last one, at least to tune in to see if Michael Bloomberg can kind of come back from that disaster he had last week. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, Carl. I heard you talking about the pedophilia problem in Hollywood.
just one of them.
What's that?
That's just one of the problems they're having there.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Corey Feldman?
Yeah, of course.
Child actor. Yeah, he made a movie, a documentary, called The Rape of Two Coreys. It's about he and Corey Haim. They were two child actors, as you know, back in the 80s and 90s.
The Goonies and was one of them, and so many other films made by those two.
Yeah, well, he made a documentary, and it's very controversial. I guess Netflix turned it down. But on March 9th, 2020 at 8 p.m., he's going to have a showing of it. And apparently it's going to stream on mytruthdoc.com. So if anybody is interested in listening to it, I've heard some about the movie, and it's really disturbing. About one of the things was how these producers, directors would have these child stars stay overnight with them because they had early morning shoots, and during the night they would, you know, do their thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's called the, I don't know if I can say that word on the air.
Well, what, R-A-P-E?
The R word, yeah.
Oh, rape?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can say that.
Okay.
As long as you don't hyphenate it.
Of two Corys.
Yeah.
It'll be March 9th at 8 p.m., and you can go to mytruthdoc.com.
Well, you might, you know, you can drop me a text on it or something like that. We'll put it on Facebook.
Okay, I'll throw it up on the chat room.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that, that the other Corey Haim, committed suicide at a young age. Got into drugs. They both got into drugs. Big time. And, you know, I'm sure he'll touch on that. But the other one ends up committing suicide, I think, before he was 30. It was two sad stories. Extremely, extremely disturbing. And, you know, was it just drugs or was it, you know, like you said, was it brought on by sexual assault? But again, and there was, you know, there were no rules back there for those people, and hopefully, with Weinstein being put away in jail, but they weren't just the only ones. There were he's the most famous, but there were others that lost their jobs, some of them were taken to court, but many lost their jobs over things like this, and it should be. You know, you get a trial. It shouldn't be just because somebody accuses you. It should go to trial, though, so you have a chance to defend yourself. And if you're found guilty, you know, it's again an indictment of a whole system. A system down there, and that's the way it worked back then. Hopefully, it's over. Thanks, yeah. Jimmy.
So I'll post that up on the website or the chat room, and maybe I don't know. Somebody will watch it because it's very disturbing, the stuff I've heard about it. So, anyways, nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Yep.
You know, we talk about all the things going on around here in the election. You know, one of the things that's coming out, again, is there's so much stuff. There's so many things flying around the Internet that it's you need to really research what's being said. I see on Facebook a lot of things are being, you know, somebody will throw something up. One, it's from 5 years ago, but, it, you know, it's like it happened yesterday. Other things that are put up that if you read it, like one of the headlines yesterday, over half the people in America don't know 6 million people died in the Holocaust. And you think to yourself, how could that be? So you read the article. And it finds out that that's, you know, that the headline was true. However, it wasn't that only that less than half of America knew about 6 million people killed in the Holocaust. It wasn't that at all. There was, it comes out when you finish out the percentage, it's like 100% knew about the Holocaust, but only 45% knew that it was 6 million. Others said, oh, no, there was, you know, they were killed, but they underestimated the number, and many others overestimated the number killed. Others said that they didn't know a lot about it, but they didn't know how many people were killed. That was their answer. I don't know how many were killed, but, yes, the Holocaust was there. But if you look at it, it says that over half the people in the United States don't know that the Holocaust happened. Now, you've got that percentage that said it didn't happen because they're idiots. That for whatever reason they're saying that, but they are idiots for that. But the fact is that there's a headline that would lead you to believe that over half the people in the nation didn't know about the Holocaust. So when you see things like this, read the article, find out where the references come from, because there is so much out there. There's so much misinformation going on. I mean, I may find out after reading more that Bernie really isn't a socialist, that he didn't really cheer for Castro, that indeed he's a conservative who has been voting against he is pro-choice conservative that believes in no taxation. Now, I don't think that's true. But the only thing I'm urging is that you go out and you read about the misinformation, because we're getting ready to vote here on Tuesday. And I have to – I asked Elizabeth Betancourt, who is the Democrat running for Assembly. I said, Elizabeth, no offense, but I haven't seen your name anywhere. She says, no. No, I'm just – she says, I'm just sitting back and watching the other two bang away at each other. And Elizabeth Betancourt has her core of Democrats, and she'll get that vote. It's going to be interesting to see what happens between, of course, Dr. Paul DeNuca and Assemblywoman Megan Dalley on this election. It's going to go into a runoff, and it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be in the runoff. An independent running against the Republican apparatus. And some of the things being said are absolutely, from both sides that you can take a look at it, about special interest money. You know, is that being done? The one that hit on not from Megan Dalley, but from some super PAC. I think it's realtors and, I don't know, police, one of the police associations. There's so many of them. Said that Dr. DeNuca had been part of a Medicare fraud allegations. Well, as he pointed out, that he has interest in many different organizations, and two people brought up the allegation that when Medicare came down and investigated, it said there was nothing to it. Yet what you're hearing is, oh, Medicare violations. That's what I mean by that. You have to go back and you need to look and say, where does the money, if there's something about money, where does the money come from? Where do the accusations come from? What is the article? Is it true or is it even half true? You're seeing things on Measure A. Both sides have got strong arguments. But when somebody says there's nothing in there that says a jail is going to be built, yet the whole thing is around taking bad guys and girls off the streets. I would think that, does anybody think that a jail is not going to be built? What size is it? I don't know. I know what they've said, that they can take up to this many people. How many is it going to be? I don't know, because I don't know how much taxes are going to be collected off this. Is it going to be $15 million? Is it going to be $30 million? I'm just not sure. But I do know that we need to do something, and the bar is high. The bar is high. It's 66% have to vote for this. But if 66% vote for this, I think we're going to start seeing things happening right away. At least, if nothing else, that we can start sending more people out of the jail to put people in there. Even the police are starting to say things when they're arresting people. This guy's been arrested 10 times since August, and we can't keep him in the jail because it's not serious enough to keep this guy in jail, because there's other people that are worse than him. The whole thing is take a good look at everything and then make up your mind. Don't ask somebody else what they think. We've got a variety of people running for offices. Every office is contested that's running, the supervisors. There's a number of people running for that, the assembly, everything. So I would just ask people, implore you, first of all, to vote. And I don't care how you vote. Cancel my vote, I'll cancel yours, or we'll all vote together on the same way. But get out and vote next Tuesday. It is so important to have something to say about the future of our county and how our lifestyle is going to be in the future here. And if you like what you see, what you've seen over the last 5 or 6 years, then keep the status quo. Frankly, I don't get bothered when I go down to the Safeway, but it sure upset me when Linda couldn't get out of her car that day. and walk in because of fear. And she's not a timid woman. These are the kind of things that I think about for our city. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after the news with Mark Story from Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump is refusing to speak out against a controversial new Indian citizenship law that sparked deadly protests in New Delhi as he wraps up his visit to the country. The law provides fast-track naturalization for some foreign-born religious minorities, but not Muslims. China and South Korea have reported more cases of a new viral illness that's been concentrated in North Asia, but concerns are growing about increasing clusters of the disease in the Middle East and Europe. As for the U.S., President Trump says America has so far been able to keep its coronavirus numbers low.
Many of them are getting better now. Soon they'll all be better, we hope. And we're watching very carefully. So we've had a very, very good stretch of, let's just say we're fortunate so far. And we think it's going to remain that way.
Mr. Trump spoke at a news conference in New Delhi, wrapping up his two-day trip to India. A pair of abortion-related votes this week will underscore major differences between Senate Democrats and Republicans.
Both bills seek to amend Title 18 of the U.S. Code. One would offer protections for pain-capable unborn children. The other prohibits health care professionals from failing to render the needed care for a baby who survives an abortion. The bill's author, pro-life Republican Senator Ben Sasse, says his aim is to protect children from infanticide. Last year's failed vote came after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam shocked many by suggesting a child who survived an abortion could be legally neglected and allowed to die. Something Sasse says, quote, turned the stomachs of civilized people. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senator Bernie Sanders is facing an unprecedented assault from his Democratic rivals as the party's turbulent nomination fight threatens to explode on the debate stage tonight. No fewer than three Sanders rivals unleashed paid attack ads against him. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 212 points at 27,748. The NASDAQ is off 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Wall Street icon Warren Buffett says what you should do with your portfolio as investors worry about the coronavirus.
Warren Buffett says this is scary stuff, but he doesn't think it should affect what you do in stocks. He's confident about the future of American business, though he says the viral outbreak in China has slowed economic growth. Buffett is CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. Many of its Dairy Queen stores in China are closed, and many of Berkshire's other companies are suffering supply chain problems. But he predicts 20 or 30 years from now, business all over the world will likely be far better than it is now. I'm Rita Foley.
Riot police and residents clashed for several hours on the Greek islands of Lesbos and Chios Tuesday as protesters tried to prevent authorities from bringing excavating machines from the mainland to build new migrant detention camps. News and analysis at townhall.com. Egyptian state TV has announced ex-President Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91.
Mubarak had for nearly 30 years been a fixture in Mideast politics before being forced by the military to resign after nationwide protests that were part of the Arab world's 2011 pro-democracy upheaval. Throughout his rule, he was a stalwart US ally, a bulwark against Islamic militancy, and guardian of Egypt's peace with Israel. But the tens of thousands of young Egyptians who rallied for 18 days of unprecedented street protests in Cairo's central Tahrir Square, Mubarak was a relic, more a latter-day pharaoh than a modern-era leader. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in eastern China has sentenced a Swedish seller of books that took a skeptical look at the ruling Communist Party for 10 years in prison for illegally providing intelligence overseas, and a further sign of Beijing's hard line towards its critics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 25th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's here with the weather and the traffic updates.
Yes, today in the North Valley, sunny and a high of 77 with overnight lows dropping down to 46. Sunny through Friday with a high of 75 tomorrow and a low of 46. 80 for Thursday. They had predicted just a little while ago only highs in the 70s, now around 80. Thursday night, clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Friday with a high of 75 with increasing clouds and a chance of showers for Saturday as temperatures soar up to around 67 by the afternoon, lows dropping in the 40s. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny and 62, and sunny skies for the next few days anyway after Monday. It is clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 62. It is 61 in Anderson, 55 in the city of Shasta Lake, 57 degrees in downtown Reading. Taking a look at your road conditions, a traffic collision this morning at Happy Valley Road and Andrea Way tying up traffic. Also a hit and run, no injuries on Randolph Road this morning. Also quite a bit of construction in and around Reading. Look out for detours. We do have maintenance on Cascade Boulevard, also on 299, and additional areas. If you're heading towards the coast, 299, you can expect possible delays. On Interstate 5, the road is open, sunny and clear, all the way to the Oregon border. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, but before we get into that, three things I want to talk about. One, Katherine Johnson, the famed NASA mathematician and inspiration for the film Hidden Figures, has died. A great movie. Absolutely great movie. She was a part of the group of brilliant black women who made U.S. space travel possible. She was 101. And if you have not seen that movie, it is, I mean, it's, I'm sure it's out now that you can get it on Netflix or Prime Video or something like that. I'm going to go back and read this or watch it again because the term computer came from them. They computed everything.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, you see the movie. And one of the astronauts, in fact, John Glenn, former Marine, was one that championed them, and it's really quite the movie. Brilliant women. Well, she died 101 years old. The second thing, and Sue pointed it out to me earlier, was that Kobe Bryant's wake was yesterday.
Yeah,
20,000 people in attendance. I guess it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony.
Yes.
And
His wife spoke.
His wife spoke.
Yeah, that's tough.
Michael Jordan crying.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. I watched some of his speech. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of his speech. Yeah. It was moving.
You know, it's amazing when you think, you know, you hadn't really heard of Kobe. You know, once they leave the arena, it's like in many, many, many sports. they once they leave the arena, you don't hear a lot about them. Like, you'd hear some things, and I was like, no, that, you know, he'd have this group of people he was helping, but it wasn't like you heard his name all the time. And the impact he had on so many people. As a basketball player, but I think he transcended that one.
He did, but I will say that Kobe was in the news all the time. In fact, he was in the news the day before he died because of some stuff. He was very active in a lot of sports stuff, but also movie stuff. And
but he was philanthropic.
Yeah, he was very philanthropic, and he was an amazing basketball player, obviously, but. You know, and there's been accusations and everything else, but again, it's kind of like you talked about earlier, you know.
Got to look him up.
Celebrate what he did. Yeah. And, it was a good celebration of life for sure.
Okay, the last thing I want to bring about, and I was going to talk about it in the first hour, and somehow it slipped my mind. It's called Satan Spit. How many of you out there remember Mercurochrome? Now, you're asking yourself, there's a lot of you out there right now that'll go,
Susan, they're laughing.
Oh. And when I brought it up to my friend here, Mark, he goes, I don't know what that is. I said, well, it's this little bottle, and it came and had it's a little dauber on it. I mean, it was like a plastic or a glass, you know, dauber that you put on. You bring it out, and it's red. And your mom, if you cut yourself, if you scraped yourself, anything, if it was like a bleeding chest wound, mom would get out a sucking chest wound. Mom would get out the Mercurochrome and dab it on you. And so, when you did, so the next point was, blow on it. Mom had to blow on where she put it on, or you were dancing like a crazed person. Because it burns.
I wonder what happened to that stuff. I wonder if somebody finally said, "Yeah, I don't think the pros outweigh the cons."
I had the chicken pox when I was growing up all the time. I was always getting banged up, falling off bicycles, or you know, hey, let's have a rock fight. Oh, that's a good idea. And I'd come in cutting, you know, little cuts and all that. And here comes the Mercurochrome out. I mean, that right there was almost enough to make you want to stay inside the house, come back home. Or you hide things. You start hiding cuts and scrapes because here comes mom with the Satan spit. Going to put it on you because that's going to kill the germs, honey. That's going to kill that or Bactine. Spray Bactine on you.
Oh, yeah. That's going to hurt too.
The other one. Oh, you'd be dancing around on that one too. Okay, for those people that don't know what Mercurochrome is, I feel sorry for you. It was another way our parents abused us, you know, back in the 60s and 50s, 60s, 70s.
I don't feel sorry for them. For those of you that don't know what that is, count your graces.
I may have to go out today and find out. Do they still make Mercurochrome?
I've
got people in the chat room ought to know about this one. They know everything. Is there still Mercurochrome out there? And Satan Spit. And I saw that on Facebook the other day, and I went, when I saw it, I started shivering because I remember the one time I had taken, you know, running and, you know, gotten both knees really scraped up. And I came home and mom got out the Mercurochrome. And it was, I think she used half the bottle on me by the time she was finished. Ooh, I'm not sure if she enjoyed it or not. Okay, Mark Story. You know, I haven't seen you since last year, buddy.
Yeah, we haven't done a show together since October, I think.
Yeah, it's because Thanksgiving I was gone and Christmas I was gone.
Yeah.
Because you're at the last Thursday of the month. And then
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday of the month. And then in January you weren't here.
I wasn't.
Some kind of meeting. So here it is.
Yeah, I was driving back from Disneyland. Actually, I listened to the whole show. That was a good show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your ladies were great.
They were.
Disneyland, $200 a ticket now? Did you hear that?
How much did it cost you?
Did you go through a base or anything for veterans?
Yeah, you can. As a veteran, you can buy the tickets right there at Disneyland for a discounted.
Yeah, how much are they discounted?
I think for a 3-day park hopper, it was like $186, something like that. $186, $188, something like that.
A piece.
Yeah, for 3-day park hopper.
For a 3-day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's definitely a benefit.
But I just saw they just went up to $200.
Yeah.
That can't be a day. That's got to be
for the park hopper for a day. So that's both parks for a day. Yeah. I don't know what it is park.
Did you ride the crazy rides?
Did you ride
the one that takes you upside down?
Yes, of course. We ride all the rides, but we actually took an exchange. We went with a friend of ours from Rotary and an exchange student from Belgium. and we took her there. So that was the big reason we went, and to see our daughter who lives down there and works there.
She works at Disney.
She does part-time, yeah.
Yeah.
But, we had a great time. And the young lady from Belgium, she has gone to Disney Paris a bunch of times, so it was cool to see the difference between Disneyland and Disney Paris.
What are some of the differences?
Well, she walked in and she walked down Main Street, and the first thing she said was, the castle is so small, because the castle in Disneyland
it was built way in the 50s.
Yeah, is way smaller than all the other castles. I think the castle in Disney Paris is the same as Disney World, and the castle at Disneyland is 77 feet tall, and the one at Disney World is 181 feet tall. So, I mean, it's a significant difference.
Yeah.
And I think that the Paris one is very similar to Disney World.
I think they have Disneyland Tokyo, too.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Are you ever thinking about making the Disneyland tour of the world?
We thought about maybe going to Disney Paris, and now because we know somebody there and she would come meet us, we could hang out with her. We thought about maybe doing that one, but yeah, not really. We're going to go to Disney World again in May. Some friends of ours live out there, and so we're going to go out there for their high school graduation. It'll only be the second time we've been to Disney World ever, and the first time was last year. So.
I dated one of the full-time employees at Disneyland. And she had the lighting. She did all the show lighting.
Oh, cool.
And so I had a pass to get in and park in the back there. And then she'd grab her clipboard, and we come out. You've seen those signs that say cast only.
Mm-hmm.
Come out through one of those, and then we go in the exits and come in up in the front. And they all knew her, of course, and she was always checking lights. And so they'd wait till the next one came. They'd throw us into the front.
So and she wrote, check, and so she could. She, I'm using air quotes. Check the lights.
Yeah, yeah, check the lighting. But we went through all of those rides, you know, like that, and didn't have to.
Yeah, Sam. Samantha doesn't have that kind of hookup for us, but but it's great to go there, and she gets to come in. And
Disneyland is not. So. I mean, for part time, you know, it's good, but some of their full time employees, Disney did that thing where they fired everybody one day and brought them back as contractors the next.
Yeah, I don't think they can do that anymore.
No,
not in California.
No.
Well, you know,
years ago,
my daughter and her boyfriend are both going to college. She's going to just got accepted to her master's program, and Disney's paying for that. So
really,
yeah,
is she planning
a part-time employee?
Does she work for Disney after that? Then,
actually, I don't. That's not a requirement at all. She has a full-time job doing social media for another company, and then she works part-time for Disney, and so she's doing that, which is great. And then if she could get a full-time job doing marketing or PR for Disney, I think she'd jump at the chance. So,
no, of course. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to what's going on at Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. It's located right downtown, and it is Northern California's premier retirement community. You know, first of all, you're in Redding, and there's so many things to do there. They have, think of it like a mini cruise ship parked right here in downtown Redding. Activity directors, all these things going on. A gourmet chef provides a delicious variety of meals. You don't have to worry about plumbing, grass cutting. You can, you have your place there. You can go and make all your trips from right there. You don't have to worry about your stuff being taken or somebody breaking into your house. They're very pet friendly. And they'll give you a personalized tour. You just give Brian a call at 238-5981. To contact River Commons and see what it's like, meet the people there, and see if this is what it's in your future. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:17 in the morning here on the 25th. 58 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Flip a table under the tree. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 25th. Where do you get these songs?
Who was that? The Proclaimers.
Okay. Of course. I remember. I don't remember them.
I'm on my way.
25th of February, 8:21 in the morning. 58 degrees out there, going up to a beautiful 78 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization, a fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, but they have the Da Vinci Surgery Robotic Suite. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Mark Story of Haven New Maine and his monthly appearance here. And there's so many things going on. There is. It is. Okay, where do you want to start? I want to start with an event we had February 15th, which was our Farmers Insurance Adoption Event. Jessica Graves and her team at Farmers sponsored our Adoption Day. So it was $10 to adopt, and they paid the rest, which was fantastic. And we adopted out 20 dogs and 9 cats for that day. So we want to thank them for that day. That was a lot of fun. They also helped us network it and everything else. So also, J. Rob Studios, he has come over and took some amazing portrait pictures of our dogs, and he's going to be doing that in the future. So when you see those really professionally done photos, you're going to see some with some brown background, with kind of a different, almost like a brindle background. They came out fantastic. So those are on our Facebook page. And also for some of the adoptable animals you can find on Pet Finder. So we want to thank J-Rob Studios for doing that as well. So those are two great things that have happened just recently and continue to. Let's see. Second Tuesday's coming up, March 10th. It's going to be at Players Pizza. This is going to be in Anderson. I believe it's going to count for both Players Pizzas, the Reading one and the Anderson one. So that will be from 5 to 9, and that will be on March 10th. So come on out to Players Pizza.
And tell people how that works.
Yeah, so you just come out between 5 and 9, and any of a portion of the proceeds for that night will go towards helping the animals, which is great. And go to Haven and helping the animals, which is fantastic. So we really appreciate everybody that does our Second Tuesday Club with us. And we pick different restaurants throughout the community, and they all donate a portion of the proceeds, which, you know, we always say it takes a community, and we've got an amazing community, so we love doing this. So I use it for getting together with family, friends, going out for a nice dinner, and then, you know, a portion of the proceeds go back to help the animals. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Vaccines.
Yeah, so our vaccine clinic, we used to do our vaccine clinic the first and third Wednesdays of the month, but they were a big hit, so now we do them every Wednesday. So every Wednesday we do a vaccine clinic in our classroom. What it does is it saves you for paying for the office visit. So you can come out. It's from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and there's usually a pretty good line at about 1:30. So we have quite a few people that come out and take advantage of that. So we offer full-service vaccines for that.
And when does it start?
Every Wednesday, 2 to 4.
2 to 4, okay.
Yep. Right in our classroom. And we have a sign that does that. And then we also have dog licensing clinics. You can
Are there any rules for that? Like cats have to be in cages?
Yeah, cats need to be in cages. Just because they're going to run, and make sure your dogs are on leashes, obviously. And you're just going to come in, and we have a line in to check in, and we usually try and get most people into the classroom. But we have a line, and we have people waiting outside, and it goes pretty quickly.
Okay.
We do have dog licensing clinics as well. There's a full schedule of clinics and blank licensing forms that you can fill out beforehand on our website at havenhumane.org. Under the Programs and Services tab. The next one will be March 10th from 5:30 to 6:30, and that will be at the Cottonwood Fire Hall on 4th Street.
And how much for a license?
It depends. It depends if they're altered, if it's a three-year license, a one-year license, if they're spayed and neutered, if you're over 60. So there's a bunch of them, and all the pricing is on our website as well.
Okay. So if you've got a spayed or neutered animal, you're over 60, and you did get it for 3 years, so you can find out exactly how much that's going to cost.
Yep,
now, where's that money go to?
That money usually goes to – it depends on the jurisdiction. So we license for City of Ready, City of Anderson, and Shasta County.
So that money comes back to you all to help pay for this?
No, most of it goes in for the county and the City of Reading. It goes back to the county and the City of Reading. So City of Anderson, it goes to us to pay for the licensing.
Do you have any idea how many dogs or cats you find that are chipped when you pick them up? They're chipped, so they don't even end up back at your place.
Yeah, less than 10%.
Okay, so
well under 10%.
Okay, so if you've got an animal you really like, you may want to spend the $20 it takes to chip them, because you never can tell. You know, 4th of July, something happens, the doors open, and out they go.
I would hope that if you have an animal, you really like it. I would hope that you really like every animal that you have. But yes, we highly, highly recommend.
If you want to nitpick me on that, if you have a pet.
We highly recommend that you microchip in your animals. And if you come
to one of those days,
vaccine clinic, it's always one of those days. If you come to our dog licensing clinics, it's $20.
Okay.
It's a microchip.
And that microchip's good for?
Well, some of the microchips, they're good forever. But if you change your address or phone number, one of the ones we're using now, there is a small fee if you're going to change your information. I don't know what that fee is. I haven't changed my information. But it won't change. If you don't move or change your phone number, then it will remain the same.
Okay. And then you just run a kind of a bar checker over it.
Yeah, they're like a little wand. And then it just comes up with a number. And then we call the service and say, hey, this is the number. And they give us the information, and then we call the owners.
Can they put the chip? And does everybody that does chips put them in the same spot?
As far as I know, they do. I think it's pretty standard. Basically, they put it in the back of the neck. Some of the older chips move quite a bit. The newer ones don't move quite as much, but they do have the potential to move. So whenever,
like shrapnel. Shrapnel in your body.
Yeah.
If you have shrapnel, it'll move around.
Well, it's not bad for you like shrapnel would be, but it can move. And so we always do more than one chip check. Like if a dog is picked up by animal control, they're going to check it. But when it comes into the shelter, our staff will check it again, and they'll wand it all over it just to make sure that it wasn't missed. Maybe the wand didn't pick up that brand. Maybe it moved and they didn't.
Yeah, it could have moved down the shoulder.
Yeah, I had a dog a while back. It moved all the way to like the back right leg, so it moved quite a bit. But most of the newer ones don't move as much,
okay,
which is good. So.
But it's good to know that if it's chipped, that you're going to be you'll be checking everywhere.
Yeah, our officers returned 316 animals, I believe, last year in the field. So they they never made it to the shelter, which is great. So, and you know, the first thing they do is they look for ID on a collar, look for a license. If there's a phone number, they're going to call it right away. If there's a license, they're going to call dispatch and find out who owns it. They're going to call them. If there's a microchip, they'll do the same thing. We want to return them to the owners before they come to the
shelter. Before they come in there,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. I've been in the business over 52 years. This is one of those unsung businesses that does so much for our community. In fact, they support Haven Humane, SST Oil does. They as they say, they remember our past and look to the future. They're the ones out on the fire lines that are making sure the fuel gets to the firefighters, the jet fuel to the helicopters and the aircraft. They have a great selection of heaters and water heaters. And they'll deliver for you for that. They deliver oil and kerosene and gasoline throughout the West here. It's grown so much. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for good employees. If you're a truck driver and you want to work for a company that's going to take care of your retirement, take care of you, give SST Oil a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back with Mark Story and Haven Humane.
Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember, Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
Hi, my name is Randy Jensen. I'm here to tell you about Curtis Byron, who's running for Supervisor District 4. Curtis has lived in Shasta County for 60 years and actually in District 4 the last 30. Public safety for the residents of Shasta County is top priority for Curtis, and he will do everything he can to make Shasta County a safer place where families want to live, free from the fear and harmful impact of criminals. Curtis has been involved with making the private sector and government sector work together for the benefit of the community. Cooperation is key to accomplishing goals. We're asking for your vote on March 3rd for Curtis Byron, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Curtis Byron, and I approve of this ad.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to fix what's wrong in Sacramento.
I'm pushing to hold utilities accountable so we can always keep the power on, prevent deadly wildfires, and ensure wildfire victims get the help they need to recover.
Megan Daly is leading efforts to solve the homeless problem. She's working hard to get those who are a danger to themselves and others off the street. Assemblywoman Megan Daly will protect Proposition 13.
Count on me to stand up to the liberal power brokers and special interests who want to raise our taxes through the roof.
Megan will push the federal government to pay the cost of keeping illegal immigrant criminals in state prisons and expose corruption and fraud by using independent audits.
And I'll work to make health care and prescription drugs more affordable.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly, endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Get California back on track. Megan Daly for Assembly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2020.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Time is 8:34 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 25th. 58 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. Another beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Simpson University. Yeah, why? Because on the Simpson University is going to have a business launching on March the 3rd. It's going to be Simpson University's 18th Business Leadership Luncheon, sponsored by the Merchants Bank of Commerce at the James Grant Life Center on campus. Doors open at 11:30, begins at noon. Tickets cost $50 or $500. Dollars for a table of 10. You can purchase tickets at the simpson.edu/businessluncheon, but the speaker is going to be a guy by the name of Shull. Brian Shull, retired major in the U.S. Air Force, shot down during the Vietnam War, but also came back. He was burned badly there. But he came back and he returned to active duty flying. And he culminated his career by flying the SR-71 Blackbird spy plane, the fastest aircraft ever built. He flew covert missions for 4 years and was the pilot who provided President Ronald Reagan with the detailed photos of the Libyan terrorist camps in 1985. He's the only pilot in history to fly three spy missions on three consecutive days. You were in the Air Force, Mark.
I was.
The SR-71, did you all ever do any refueling, or can you even mention that?
Yeah, no, so I was stationed at Beale where the SR-71 was. They retired right after I got to Beale, and so I never got to refuel one. I could have gone up and done a refueling sortie with it, but I was 19 years old. It was a 2 a.m. wake-up call, and I was like, nah, I'm going to sleep in. Looking back, I wish I would have done it. I probably wouldn't have got a contact. I probably wouldn't have been able to get in the seat and do it. I probably wouldn't have seen much, but I still should have gone up and done it. But we did see them fly many times because I was stationed at Beale, and we carried a lot of their supplies and stuff.
They called them the Habus over in Okinawa. Yeah. I saw one take off at night, and it came across and then went straight up. It was almost like a UFO.
Yeah, and then it went straight to a tanker.
Straight to a tanker. Yeah, refilled.
They leak.
Like sieves.
They leak like sieves before they got up to speed. And once they get to speed, then it all tightened up, and then it didn't leak.
Everything
anymore.
Expands the way it's supposed to. Okay. Yeah. We're here, of course, with Mark talking about everything that's going on at Haven Humane. Okay. We've talked about the adoption event, the licensing clinics, and the vaccine clinics. Volunteers?
Yeah, our volunteers are our lifeblood. Our volunteers are amazing. So our volunteer, Cassie, does an amazing job with them. If you're interested in volunteering, please go to our website, again, havenhumane.org, and look on our volunteer page. We're constantly updating it. We're getting new information. Cassie's been revamping the system a lot, and we're doing a lot more with our volunteers, doing a lot more integration into the organization as a whole with our volunteers, which has been great. And it's been a great experience for the volunteers and for the staff. So, again, we can't do what we do without volunteers. We do outreaches all the time, the socialization of the dogs and the cats, helping out in different departments. We have people that help out in the vet hospital almost daily now. And then, walking the dogs is huge because they need the socialization and the training, which is fantastic. So we love our volunteers. If you're interested in doing that, if you want to see what programs we have, because it's not just about walking dogs and socializing cats, please visit our website, havenhumane.org, and look at our volunteer page and contact Cassie, because she will be more than happy to talk to you about all the amazing opportunities we have, because we can't do this alone. It takes a community, and the volunteers are a huge, huge, huge part of it, and we can never thank them enough.
Okay. You've got Doggy Dash coming up.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of save the dates, but the newest or the next thing is our Doggy Dash, which is going to be Saturday, March 21st. It's going to be at Turtle Bay. You can register online. You can go on our Facebook page. You can go on our website, register online. If you want a sponsor or you have more questions, you can call our development department at 241-5262. The cool thing about Doggy Dash is it's the only dog-friendly run in the North State. Make sure your dogs are on a leash. But it's also a certified 5K and 10K. So for the hardcore runners, you can get an official time right off the bat early in the season. But for anybody who wants to just come out and just walk, it's at Turtle Bay. So it's, you know, we walk across the Sundials where we start. It's a beautiful walk. It's great to come out, support Haven, bring your dogs, see a bunch of other people with dogs. It's a lot of fun, and it's pretty quick. I mean, you don't have to do the whole 5K. You don't have to do the 10K.
That's 3 miles.
Yeah.
And so, 10K, of course, is 6.2 miles.
And we have a lot of people that just walk it, and that's totally mm-hmm. fine, too. You know, I'm not running a 5K. I can tell you that right now. So please register. Come on out. Bring some friends. Bring your dogs. Have a great
time. You could run it if you brought all your dogs and you had them all on a leash.
And I was on a skateboard.
Well, I think you have big dogs. They could probably just pull you along and drag you the last mile.
It'd probably be pretty ugly. Then I need some of that stuff to put on all my cuts.
Well, I've looked up Mercurochrome, and I'll get into that toward, in a couple minutes. But about why you don't see it so much anymore.
So we really want people to get online and register for the Doggy Dash because it really is a great time. And it's a beautiful scene to be out there. The setting is fantastic, and we're hoping for some good weather. Some other save the dates, our kitten shower, which will be April 25th. That's going to be at our kitten nursery. So we'll put a list of stuff that we're looking for to help us get us through the year for that. Kind of cool. Last year in 2018, so I guess 2 years ago now, we opened the kitten nursery and we saved 98 cats and kittens. And just in the kitten nursery, last year in 19, we saved over 200. So we're definitely on the rise with saving the kittens and the cats that come through there, which we're happy about. And so this is a chance for people to come in, bring a donation or just come in and just see the kitten nursery.
Bring in those open. Little kitty feeders?
We have little kitty feeders and we're actually,
what are you looking for?
There'll be a whole list on our website and on our Facebook page. Yeah. It's going to be like food in bottles and the special little nipples that they use on the bottles. And a few other things, possibly some heating blankets, but they have to be, or heating pads rather, but they have to be a certain brand because they have to be the ones that don't auto turn off, which is only a couple brands. Because obviously if they auto turn off, that's bad. After that, we've got Pet Fest, which is May 2nd, and that's at Haven again. That is where we turn the back lot into a carnival. We'll have splash dogs, I believe. We're going to have all kinds of demonstrations, Westminster Family Dog Show. We'll have a full vaccine clinic there as well. We're going to have the food and beverages again in our pasture one, which is great. So we turn that into a food and beverage garden. It's just a lot of fun, and it's just a day where you can come out. You can absolutely bring your dogs to that. We want you to. Westminster is fun. You can come out and do some fun dog show stuff, and it's goofy stuff, so fun stuff that anybody can be a part of. And then on July 10th, we have got our Putt for Paws. Let me double-check that date.
Putt for Paws is a golf tournament.
Yes,
July 10th. Riverview.
Yep, yeah. It's going to be July 10th this year, Putt for Paws golf tournament. Again, if you're interested in teams or sponsoring or whole sponsorship, you can contact development team at 241-5262. That's going to be a lot of fun. We really like that. We fill up fast for that. Last year we said we were going to limit it to 25 teams. I think we had 27 or 28 teams. And it was a great day. It was a lot of fun.
We learned on that day is that if you're going to play for Linda and I, when you get to the turn at 15, you just go straight up the hill. You don't play 16, 17, and 18. You just go straight up the hill.
Well, yeah. I mean,
okay, just give us double bogeys.
I know the group in front of you, and the group in front of you was like 3 holes in front of you, so you could just play quicker.
Well, if that was the idea, I thought the idea was go out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You're
not
right.
I didn't realize you're there was some kind
you don't have to play.
There was
all
some kind of fascist time limit on it.
Yeah, we didn't put you on a clock.
Is there a clock?
Maybe we should have put
I
you
tell
on
you,
a
if
clock.
You put us on a clock, you'd be surprised how fast we can go and just how many times that I can pick up the ball and throw it. Just, if I get within like 90 yards in, I'll just pick it up and throw it onto the
90 yards? Greens.
I want to see that. Okay.
Well, I can do that.
We're going to try that. I'm going to have to report
I have a golf ball launcher. I saw one.
A golf ball launcher.
You can hit it, you know, you can shoot it like 250 yards, and I'll just use that.
There you go.
As my TO weapon is off the tee. So.
Yeah. I have one too. It's called Daniel Scott.
Yeah, I noticed how you got the pro player on your team.
Yeah, we didn't win. We didn't even place.
Okay. But if you want to sandbag anybody,
Daniel and I are friends. Daniel and I golf regularly. So, but yes,
Daniel painted our house and did a wonderful job.
Yeah, he painted our house. He also
Eagle Eye Painting
painted part of did some remodel stuff for us in
Eagle
Haven
Eye Painting. I tell you what, if you're looking for somebody that's going to do an outstanding job on painting. Whether it's your home or your business, call this guy.
Absolutely. Highly recommend Eagle Eye. And then our big gala event will be October 3rd. That will be at Wind River Casino Resort Event Center. Our Bark, Wine, and Brew will be again Saturday, October 3rd. And this year's theme is going to be Broadways and musicals. We already have, I believe, 9 or 10 tables that are sold, which is really early for us, which is great because everybody's super excited about doing the Broadways and musicals. So we have a bunch already taken.
Now, last year was great, and it was sold out, and it was movies. 80s movies.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. And this year is going to be the Broadways and musicals, which is going to be a lot of fun. And we have a lot of people that have already really taken to it and gotten their stuff. We had there's going to be, again, another prize for the best dressed table. Last year was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Which was
knives in their heads. So that was kind of
that was O2 Motorsports that did that, and they did a great job. And so this year we're going to allow people to come in and decorate tables and do the stuff they want on Saturday, which is great. And there's a lot of stuff that's already taken. The Haven team will be doing, which is funny because Sue played one of the songs for the first break, but we're going to be doing The Greatest Showman for Haven. And then we've got a bunch of stuff that's already taken, like Phantom of the Opera's already taken, Grease is taken. And so if you're interested in that, and please
do be. Desserts for auction there, and one of the desserts went for like $600-$700.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think that was the alien one coming out of the cake. Yeah.
I tell you what, whoever baked that cake deserved, the money came to Haven, but that, what a remarkable creation that was.
I hadn't seen any of them before that day, and I looked at them on the table, and I was like, holy cow, this is a cake? I felt bad it was somebody cutting into it, because it was just so well done. It was amazing. Yeah. It was artwork. I mean, it really, really was. So,
hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we talked about Mercurochrome, that when we were kids, Mom would put it on you, and it burned. And so I said, well, can you even get Mercurochrome? And so when I looked it up, it says Mercurochrome is considered as a mercury compound and was hence banned in the United States lately because of fear of mercury poisoning. But when you read about it, it's a compound and is considered as non-poisonous, and it's practically not absorbed at all from the raw surface of the wound. And they use a byproduct of this called thermosol is still often used to help get rid of skin bacteria. Get rid skin of bacteria before medical procedures. But, yeah, so it's banned because of mercury poisoning. Thanks, Mom. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's the only place in Reading to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold. It's veteran-owned. It gives veterans gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Mark's story, 8:47 in the morning.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. But out on the edge of darkness, there is a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. God.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The status quo has got to go. I'm Dale Ball asking you to vote for me as your District 2 County Supervisor. As a concerned citizen, I've attended countless City Council, Board of Supervisors, and Town Hall meetings. Seeing the need to remove the mess left behind by illegal encampments, I co-founded Shasta Support Service, which has removed hundreds of tons of trash, saving local property owners thousands of dollars in fines. I never dreamed of running for political office, but realized our elected officials should reflect the community they represent. I grew up in Shasta County, graduated from Anderson High School, and went off to earn a paycheck each week like many of you. I believe in evidence-based solutions to improve our public safety. I have witnessed the impact of homelessness and addiction firsthand. I have seen what works and what only enables bad behavior. Are you better off than you were 12 years ago? Has the county represented your interests? I ask you to vote March 3rd for Dale Ball for District 2 County Supervisor. Paid for by Dale Ball for Supervisor 2020.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a six-year limited powertrain warranty, February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. In the Air Force, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
I got a couple tickets to give away to the 34th annual Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Redding Distributing Company, February 28th, that's this week, through March 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Starts Friday at noon and goes till Sunday, till 5 p.m. Free tickets. First person that calls 605-4567 will get two tickets to the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. 605-4567 if you want to go to that. Like I said, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about, at this point, your lost pets. We've talked about how if you have chips, that really helps. But if your animal's not chipped, what you can do to try and find your loved pet. If you have a pet, you got to love them.
That's exactly right. See that?
I have another question first.
Okay.
You are a no-kill center for dogs.
For dogs.
And you're quickly approaching that for cats. Gavin Newsom, the governor, has said he wants all shelters to be a no-kill.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to put like $5 million into $50 million into this. Is this something you think can work, or is this thing one of those, hey, this seems like a good idea, but it has unintended consequences?
Yes.
Like AB5.
Yes, I think both. I think it's a good step in the right direction. It's going to take a lot more than $50 million to make the state of California no kill. But it is a step in the right direction. I'm obviously skeptical because we've seen things like this fail miserably, but I am also definitely for it. If we can make this happen, I think it would be great. And I think the $50 million is a great first step, but there's a lot that needs to go along with that.
Because people don't realize, I mean, you do, because you know how hard it is.
Yeah.
And to have somebody say, oh, we want to do this sounds really good.
Right.
But when you think about more shell, I mean, how many more buildings do you need? How many,
it's
more
not
people?
About space. Because we could have 7 more buildings and we'd still be full.
Yeah, but you'd have to build the buildings.
It doesn't matter. We'd have 7 more buildings and we'd still be full. That's not the problem. The problem is we have to change the mentality. We have to change the way that we look at things. We have to have, more people spay and neuter. We have to do trap neuter release for community cats. There's all kinds of things that need to happen in order for that to – making more space isn't the answer. The answer is finding new ways to save lives and making sure that we have more responsible pet owners throughout the state of California and the United States.
What if that part of the $50 million went to free spaying and neutering that the state had picked up?
Well, and it may. The good thing about the $50 million is they're actually giving it to basically a team that's out of UC Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Hurley runs that team, Dr. Kate Hurley. And I know Kate personally. She's fantastic. She has been a huge part of the movement for things like trap neuter release, shelter neuter release of cats, things like finding different ways to get animals out of shelters quicker to keep them healthier while they're in shelter so that they can be more adoptable. So if it goes as it's planned right now,
mm-hmm.
I think it's the money's in the right hands. But you need to understand that $50 million is a lot of money, and I'm not saying it's not. But when you're talking about the whole state of California, with combined with Texas, euthanizes half of the animals in the whole country. California and Texas euthanize about half of the animals in the whole country annually. $50 million is not going to go very far. That being said, like I said, it's a great first start, and we can definitely take that money and really start moving in the right direction, which we need to do. We absolutely need to do. Is it sustainable? I hope so. Is it enough to take a big enough dent that we can get people thinking about how to be a more responsible pet owner? I hope so. It's all going to really depend on how they allocate the funds and what we do with that to get the biggest impact. And that's why I say that having Dr. Kate Hurley is probably the perfect person there. She's very well respected in shelter medicine, and she's very well respected by shelter directors and CEOs because of the way she thinks. She has experience. She was an animal control officer before she was a vet, so she knows, and she came from the old school, catch them 72 hours later and euthanize them, and she said, this isn't right. We need to find another way to do it, and she spent her whole career in life working towards that goal, and so this is, another great step towards that. So I'm optimistic.
It's not insurmountable, then.
It's absolutely not insurmountable, but $50 million is not going to get us to where we need to be, but it's a great first step, and that's the benefit of it. So, and it's not approved yet, so we're sending letters up, hopefully that.
You've given me a different outlook on this, because the only thing I could think of was I thought about all these animals, how hard you work, and it is the state of California, to keep these animals alive and to get them adopted, to your spay and neutering program. But, then if it becomes no-kill, now you're going to have to start, I hate to use the term warehousing, more and more animals, and it takes more and more people, and you only can have so many volunteers, so you have to start paying people to help.
That's not an option. I mean, making more space because you can't find homes for them, that's not an option, because that's just going to fill up too. So
yeah.
it doesn't matter how much space you have. It's about the mentality, and it's about changing the culture. And that's what this $50 million would go to. And Dr. Kate Hurley understands that, and that's the benefit of having her there. She understands that, look, you could build 3 buildings at every shelter across the state of California, but they'd fill up in a couple of weeks, and then you're just right back.
Then what do you do then?
Yeah. Now you've got higher costs, and you have more animals that you're trying to find homes for. So really it's more about culture change.
Yeah. I want to hit one more thing, the Roundup app.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, so the Roundup app is a really easy way to donate. It's very painless. So basically, when you buy something with a credit card, you have a limit on it, and it's going to round up to the next dollar. And you can put a cap on how much you want per month. It gives you your statement, so you can claim it for tax purposes and that kind of stuff. So you can actually go to our website, havenhumane.org. Again, there's some information on it. Or you can go to the roundupapp.com on your phone's app site and look for it, and then pick Haven Humane Society as it. It's pretty easy to set up, and it's a great way to donate, and pretty easy way to donate. Make sure you check on Facebook. We have all kinds of stuff on Facebook, and we're always updating people on the programs and stuff that we have going on Facebook. And then March 10th is Players Pizza, second Tuesday dining.
Okay. Thanks a lot for coming in today. I'm glad I talked to you about the program, because it wasn't really clear, you know, on this. But I agree with you that just building more spots is not going to do it.
No.
No. I mean, you'd be building forever unless you change the mentality. And so that's going to have to be a big part.
Which is clearly harder to do. But, you know, that's the task at hand, and that's what we've been trying to do.
I will tell you that going up to Benton Dog Park when I go up there, that every dog up there, with few exceptions, and when you see them, they are an exception that have been spayed or neutered up there. But there are some exceptions up there, and you wonder why. Because they're not like breeder dogs.
Right.
And it's, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's education. It's education.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks a lot, Mark, for coming in. And thanks so much for what you and all of your people do for our community here. You've taken this shelter to a no-kill for dogs. You're working your way that way for cats. But without you, somebody like you and the people you have working for you, I can just imagine, you know, the problem would be insurmountable. So thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow, Shasta County Veterans Service Office join us. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.